Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Behind the Lodge Door on member-supported Restoration Radio. We are your hosts, Dan.
And Damo. How are you, Dan?
Well, thanks, Damo.
That's the way. Did you have a good Christmas?
Everyone has a good Christmas here. The most wonderful time of the year, apparently.
Well, it certainly was a memorable time for us this time around, wasn't it? Having Bishop Sanborn here for a couple of weeks in Australia, gracing this nation with his presence.
Yes, most definitely. I found so much good material in those conferences that he gave. It was just very thought-provoking.
Very much so.
Definitely an intellectual.
Oh, very much so. And I actually heard the second conference that he gave in Brisbane, which was different to the second conference that he gave here in Melbourne.
Really?
Which was specific to the recognise and resist opinion or position, if you like.
Yeah.
Absolutely just nailed them.
Mm.
So I would encourage all our listeners to have a listen to that one. In fact, it was released on the MHT website, so you can actually hear that already. But we also have another conference which is to be released at a later date once it's been produced. So definitely get on board with the Recognise and Resist conference given by Bishop Sanborn in Brisbane. It was great to have Bishop Sanborn here. It was fantastic for our country to have a true successor to the apostles,
yes,
gracing our shores. There is no true bishop in Australia.
No.
You know, for the landmass that we have, and we only have 23 million people, but we do not have a single true bishop here. So it was a very exciting time. We were blessed, and we greatly appreciate his efforts.
And I do recommend, if anyone's listening, to all those people listening, I mean all those millions listening to this podcast, I certainly recommend you do check out his sermons and his speeches, because you'll definitely learn something. He's a very learned man.
Mm. I was a bit naughty last night, Dan.
Oh,
I was a naughty Damo last night.
Oh, no.
Because around about 1 o'clock in the morning, I thought I'd have a quick look at the debate between Bishop Sanborn and a Dr. Farigi, I think his name was.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, get online, go to YouTube, put in that and sit back and enjoy 2 hours of Bishop Sanborn mutilating the Vatican II false doctrines, the Vatican II documents, Vatican II in its entirety.
So it's like an intellectual UFC, the cage fighting. Anyway, you don't know that one.
And in the left corner, weighing in at 220 pounds. Yeah, not quite like that, but that was a good one. I highly recommend it. But we can sit here and recommend to the cows come home, Dan. It's all online.
Do the needful.
Notice Auto Watch, True Restoration, MHT. It's all there. Plenty of material. Get on board. Check it out. So, yes, it was fantastic to have him here, and it was a very busy time.
Very busy. It was, you know, Christmas, and then it was, you know, obviously the holidays, and it was really stinking hot and humid in Melbourne too. So that added to the challenge as well. I think Bishop Sanborn, got a real taste of some of the more intemperate summer weather, which is probably not expecting in the month of December.
Possibly true. However, he did state that the weather here was very similar to Florida. So, welcome back, Dan. It's good to be back on Behind the Lodge Door. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has.
A few months.
It has been a while. We were planning at taking over some of those lodges, but our plan didn't work, unfortunately.
So we just went and blew them up.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's the traditional State of Akanis version of Allahu Akbar?
I know, maybe we have to come up with something.
I know. Viva Cristo Rey!